Hello, episode 478. Have you listened to all of them? Well, go back. Stop listening to this episode and go listen to every episode you haven't heard until you've listened to 477 episodes of this show. Then you can continue. Okay, thanks for doing that. You didn't really have to, but I appreciate it. You could have just not done it. I don't make everybody listen to every episode. That's too much. It's too much work. 5 episodes a week. It used to be every year's worth of 7 episodes a week. It's too much. Oh, I saw Christian Finnegan's show yesterday here at Edinburgh. It is great. He's just really funny. And his show's great. If you get a chance to see Christian Finnegan, if he comes to your town, go. If you're here in Edinburgh, go to his show. Well, first come to my... Sorry about that. I had to sneeze. So, if you're in Edinburgh, come to my show first. Then go to his show. They're not at the same time. You can do both in the same night. But you got to come to my show, for Christ's sake. You're listening to my podcast and you won't come to my show? It's free. I mean, I asked for money at the end. But I didn't yesterday because there was 2 people. And when there's 2 people, it's just embarrassing to try to beg for like $3. It's just like, you know what? It's worth it to me to not do it and to say, thanks for coming. See ya. Now, if there's 10 people... I do the little song and dance at the end where I say, hey, the show's free, but if you'd like to put something in the bucket, then I stand at the door and say, thanks for coming, and hold a bucket. And some people throw in change, some people throw in money, some people don't throw in anything, and that's fine. I understand. I don't always have money. So that's what I did yesterday. I did the show for 2 people and I saw Christian Finnegan. And I highly recommend both shows, my show and Christian Finnegan's. And Jacqueline Novak's, of course. But she's at the same time as me. We're kind of competing. But I doubt you come to Edinburgh for just one day. If you come for just one day, then I don't blame you if you pick Jacqueline's, but... mine's free. All right, let's look at the news, I suppose. What is there anything good? Michigan girl escapes kidnap attempt by fighting, throwing hot coffee on suspect. Well, that's a good story. Well, that's the problem with iced coffee. It can't be used as a weapon. And this young woman, imagine that. She could have had iced coffee. It's hot out. And it's not hot out in Edinburgh, but I'm sure in Chicago. I'm iced coffee all the time until December. And you can't throw that at some attacker. So that's a pro for hot coffee. And hot coffee's cheaper for some reason. I don't know how ice isn't expensive, but for some reason you want an iced coffee... that's going to be like $4. Whereas a hot coffee is like 75 cents. It's a dollar. You could find it for less than a dollar. They give it out for free at the bank. You could just stop by a bank and start pour yourself a free cup of hot coffee. They won't put out free iced coffee ever. Not on the hottest day of the year. I remember one time I'm standing on the street in the West Village on Bleecker Street out front of this place called the Village Lantern. They still have comedy there, but I haven't been there in years and years. But this is, I'm going to say, 2007. It was around that time. So this is 11 years ago. And I'm standing out there talking to a buddy of mine, and... I forget what I said, but I was just like, fuck that, fucking shit, whatever. And this guy that's just walking by, and this is New York, this is people walking by all the time. And he goes, he's like, what'd you say? I'm like, what the fuck? He's like, you say something about me? I'm like, no, we were having a conversation, you idiot. The whole fucking world isn't talking about you, you coked up moron. I'm assuming he's coked up because he's got confidence and he thinks that everybody's talking about him. I didn't call him a coked up moron, but I just said, no, we're just talking to each other. You go, get the fuck out of here. I don't know if I said get the fuck out of here, but I was like, you can, you go about your day. I said something dismissive, and he was kind of a big meathead of a guy, but I was just annoyed by this motherfucker. And then and then we kind of had words, and I would try to recreate them, but they would be made up. But he did say something to the effect, you stay here, I'll be back in 10 minutes with somebody to kill you. And I said to my friend, Johnny Deluxe, it was his stage name. It's not, his last name isn't really Deluxe, but he went by Johnny Deluxe, which is a pretty good name. And I said to Johnny Deluxe, I said, I ain't going anywhere. And he said, well, walk across to me. I'm gonna get a cup of coffee. You want a cup of coffee? And I was like, sure, I'll get a cup. I'm standing on the street, smoking cigarettes, drinking coffee, talking with Johnny. But his whole thing is he wanted to get the coffee because he wanted to throw it on this guy if he came back. Guy never came back. And I said, that's not a bad idea. You know what? You know, have a hot cup of coffee in your hand when you think somebody might come back to fucking try to whack you. They pull a gun, throw some hot coffee, and then run into the Village Lantern. You're not going to shoot me inside the Village Lantern, would you? In front of this cover band? There used to be a cover band on upstairs and Comedy Downstairs. Stump the Band was the name of the cover band. And they played all the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and today. But today was 2007, so not today, you know. Oh, what else is happening in the news? Let's do one more story, and then I gotta get my shit together. Oh, Twitter suspends conspiracy theorist Alex Jones for 1 week. Oh, come on, Twitter. Commit to something, will you? You take a week off, maybe you'll turn into not a lunatic. This'll teach him. I'm sure Alex Jones, 1 week suspension, he has some time to think about his actions, and he'll come to terms with it and say, you know what, maybe I've been a little rash in my actions. Maybe I need to just be a little more thoughtful. You know, maybe I shouldn't say that all these mass shootings are false flags and incite death threats to their families. But that is how I make money. Do I want to be poor and not cause a guy to, maniacs to show up at pizza places with guns because I have to talk about pedophile conspiracy theories? And be, this is a tough one. I can't imagine them inside the mind of Alex Jones. But I don't think it's funny anymore. I think people used to think it was funny. In first transgender woman wins Democratic nomination for Vermont governor. Well, that's pretty big, I think. Just for the fact that people are comfortable voting for a transgender person for governor. Right? I don't know the qualifications of this particular candidate, but people in New York want to vote for Cynthia Nixon. And I don't think she has any qualifications other than she wants to fix the subway. That has nothing to do. I was just thinking of that because a friend of mine just texted me yesterday. He's like, what do you think about Cynthia Nixon? And I said, I don't know. It doesn't seem like she has any experience. I think Cuomo's shady, but I don't know if she's the answer. And he's like, I'm voting for her because I'm really mad at the MTA. I said, all right, yeah, go for it, dude. But I don't know anything about this particular candidate that won the Democratic nomination, but wish her well. And hopefully she'll win and do whatever those people in Vermont need. I guess it has something to do with I have no idea what the people in Vermont need. It's a beautiful state. I know they love their Bernie Sanders. They love the band Fish and skiing. Okay, one more story and then I'm done. Ford to invest $740 million in Detroit train station city development project. That's I guess that sounds like good news. Ford investing in mass transit, you think that would be not for them. Although people in the Midwest, are they taking mass transit? I think they're driving everywhere. They take you, mass transit works like in like New York, I guess Chicago, maybe a little bit in Boston. But even in Boston, you're not getting around just on the T. It's two lines. Here in Edinburgh, I've been riding the buses. You can get around okay here, but it's a small city. All right, but good on Ford. Invest in the train station. Sounds like it's going to be one hell of a train station. I bet it'll have quite a variety of food and beverage options. Okay, that's it for today. Sorry, this episode wasn't very good, I'm aware. But maybe tomorrow will be better. It's possible. I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.